This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy is what they call me sometimes, here to help you with your car every Saturday at 11. So whatever it is that's going on with your car, or maybe not going on with it yet, or maybe you heard a rumor, you've got a car that's got these weird problems, or you went to the dealership, or you went to the shop, and they give you that big list. How do you navigate that list? We can help you navigate that. Get a lot of calls lately, people talking about, should I fix my car? When do I know whether I should invest that money in my car? When's the time, I guess they say, fish or cut bait, like, you know, cut your losses and get rid of it? We can help navigate some of that stuff, too, or whatever it is that you want to talk about. And it's really easy to talk about it. All you've got to do is pick up that little phone you've got, 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827 or KTAR if you're looking at the phone. So got some monsoons happening. We got some haboobs, and we've got mystery guests in today. Are you mystery guest still?
I think under eight visits is definitely still a mystery.
Mystery guest. Yeah,
I think it's my eighth time here on the radio.
Who is this guy?
So like SNL, does Jim get a jacket?
Hey, you just gave up the mystery guest. Hey, is Bob there? Bob's not here now. Yeah, so that's Jim. Jim's going to help us chat a little bit and see what we can come up with.
Good
and,
friend of the show.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, Carrie would love it if Matt would take a phone call in the first segment. And there's one coming in. So
Christmas in July.
That's right. Christmas for Carrie in July. So again, 602-277-5827. So this time of year, I mean, you've got dust. Maybe that's over for a little bit because we finally got some good rain to knock that down. But with the monsoons, we create some car issues for sure. I mean, I don't think there's anything that you need to run out. I'm not saying, oh, my God, the monsoons are here. You got to get into the shop or
no panic,
anything like that. There's no panic, no panic buy or anything like that. But after the monsoon season, I don't think I would change my cabin air filter unless it was really dirty, but not proactively right during this monsoon season. Would you, Jim?
I think it needs to be looked at. I wouldn't put a a date on it where you have to do it right now. But if it hasn't been done, sure, get rid of it because the additional moisture in the car, and if you have an evaporator drain that's not draining properly, you're going to have some more moisture in there. Possible smells acting up. So yeah, start with a baseline.
Yeah, and you don't get the airflow.
Correct.
And then it's harder for the evaporator to dry out. What Jim's talking about there, too, is the condensation. This time of year, it doesn't happen as often as it used to. But you give people, I have a leak under my car.
Right,
well,
right.
I would rather have you err on the side of I have a leak under my car.
Exactly.
Than not come in. But you have to remember, it's a clear fluid. That's your AC condensation, just like the drain at home that you better go make sure is not plugged up so you don't get a laundry room full of drywall or something like that. I think that happened to you last year, didn't it, Jim?
A couple years ago. The hallway fell right in.
Yeah, so cabin air filter is something that needs some maintenance. But, again, the dust, and then you go park underneath a tree, you get all the little yellow leaves, and now it's not the time of year for pollen, but all that's getting ingested into the car. So maybe I don't turn my – if I walk out my car covered in dirt and dust and pollen, maybe I wait until I drive 20 or 30 feet and blow that stuff off, because if you turn on the AC to fresh, it's just sucking that right down there by the windshield wipers and sucking it in. So cabin air filter is something you want to look at. Your windshield wipers, hell, half the time they're on the car,
right?
And they don't get used, and we go to use them, they're technically brand new. I got this from my grandfather, and I talked about it all the time. I used to think, man, you cheapskate, throw some windshield wipers on the car. Like, no, Matt, you know, I got to clean them off. And sure enough, you take the old Brillo pad sponge out of the kitchen when you're done with it and a couple strokes on the windshield wiper and get the bugs that are baked on there, the wipers are going to work perfect. So little things like that you can do. You want to make sure your tires are good. Obviously, it's hot anyway, and that's the stressful time on the tires, but also the weather. We'll talk about some more of that stuff. I'm going to make Carrie happy because we're going to get we're going to get Paul and Mesa on the phone for a first segment call. Carrie's going to put this in the books. It makes him happy. Paul, you got some monsoon issues, or what's going on with your neighbor today?
I have a seatbelt issue.
Okay.
It worked yesterday. I hopped in this morning, and I can't get it to extend to hook it up.
So, wait a minute. The seatbelt, you cannot pull it out?
Correct.
You buckled it in. You released it. Did it go all the way back in?
It did the last time I used it. Then this morning, I went to hook it up, and I couldn't get it to...
You can't pull it over your
shoulder.
...extend
or roll out.
Yeah.
Right.
So the retractor is seized and won't pull out to go
correct.
Around your body. Is the retractor in correct. the door or up in the seat or in the B pillar?
It's in the B pillar.
Okay. B-pillar. Well, it wouldn't, and it's the driver's seat, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to probably be, at first, I wasn't sure, when you first started to say that, I wasn't sure if it was a driver's seat at first, but first thing I had in my mind is the car seat. You know, you pull the seatbelt all the way out, and then as you let it go, it ratchets, and it will not release anymore. I don't think that mechanism is set like that on the driver's seat, Jim.
The inertia could be, there could be faulty in something in that inertia where it's not, because it's obviously in a locked position from
So
ratchet.
I think the best thing that you're going to be able to do, you might just have, I mean, you could YouTube something. I mean, that's what I might do. I think if it's fully released, I mean, I think you just kind of jiggle and jostle it. Jim, what do you think about maybe driving in reverse and just tapping the brakes really hard once? Maybe there's a little, I don't know if there's a thing that hangs down for the inertia or if there's a latch in there. But
I think if it's not twisted and gone down that column in the B pillar, I would just probably just manipulate by, twitching it. Out.
Yeah, like a light little jerk.
Correct.
Let's try to get
it to release.
Yeah, just see if you can get that to release. I mean, there's no silver bullet there. If you brought that into the shop, we're just going to kind of goof.
That's what you guys would do,
kind of goof with it and see if we can get it to release. Now, the repair, that's a 2010. I'm okay with a used seatbelt if the car was not in a big collision. The seatbelts, technically, if you get in an airbag blower, seatbelts are trash. Race cars, they wreck the car. Seatbelts get replaced. At least they used to. They're kind of a one-time use deal. So, but I would be okay with a salvage yard seatbelt if you knew what the condition was and what the car that it came out of was. So, Paul, that's something you can do, or most shops can take care of that for you, and maybe you can get it jostled loose, and maybe not. So, we've got open lines, we've got Phil, we've got Wendy, and we can certainly talk about any monsoon concerns you have, or any tips or tricks. We might have a couple more for you. Listen to Bumper Radio. Be right back.
When I was a kid, my dream wasn't a mansion. It wasn't a yacht. It was a 250cc Kawasaki dirt bike sitting in the garage. That garage and that bike represented freedom. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello. At A1 Garage Door Service, we know your garage holds more than tools. It holds dreams. From repairs to upgrades, call A1 Garage Door Service today or schedule online at a1garage.com.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage in Mesa. When it comes to auto repair, we know you've got a lot of options. But if you're looking for top-notch service and a team that truly cares, Stapley's Garage is the place to be. We've been serving the East Valley for generations, keeping our community on the road with honest, reliable repairs. Conveniently located just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Schedule your appointment anytime at stapleysgarage.com. We'll take great care of you, I promise.
Finding a shop you can trust for car repairs is
Trump endorsed.
Especially for transmissions. I am Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family owned since 1968. Our mission simple. Diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. Service, repair, or replacement, we've got you covered with experience, expertise, honesty, and an excellent warranty program you can count on. For peace of mind, check our reviews at autotransexchange.com. Automatic Transmission Exchange, trusted since 1968.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has served our customers, providing legendary, fair, honest service here in the Valley since the early 50s. Dana Brothers Automotive and Diesel is continuing the tradition by servicing all makes and models of cars and trucks, and we specialize in Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesels. However, we enjoy working on all vehicles. Our goal is simple: provide quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check us out at danabros.com.
I was wondering what this had to do with cars, but isn't it no stop sign, no speed limits?
Highway to hell.
Yeah, that too. No stop sign, no speed limits, baby. Let's roll. So welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, in here with a mystery guest, but he's no longer a mystery because Carrie Blewett.
And James.
And Jim.
Jimmy.
Sweet Jimmy's here helping out. So anything you want to talk about with your car, we can help guide you through that. Talking about some monsoon stuff. A couple of my pro tips, maybe. Yeah. I was at Chick-fil-A yesterday, having myself a little sandwich over there by PV Mall. And as I'm rolling around in there, there's two cars hiding under a tree. Well, I think those cars were hiding for the shade earlier.
As we all do all summer
long.
Yeah,
and then the monsoon came in, and now that tree is covering both cars. So maybe pro tip one, don't go for the shade spot. I totally get why you would. Maybe it's late in the afternoon. Maybe do it during the day, but not maybe so much in the afternoon. And then the other thing, if you know we're going to get some rain, really pay attention to the parking lots. Back when I had tow trucks around the 44th Street in Washington area, I think there's a Radisson Hotel or something.
Yes.
The parking lot is very low. And when that fills with water, your car's full of water too. So really think about strategically parking, not just to hide from the sun, but maybe stay away from the water. So anything you want to talk about with your car, we're here to help you, give you some guidance, have a little bit of fun doing it maybe. But I want to give you some good information and make you feel really comfortable going to the shop. So we always encourage you to ask questions. And part of the way you can practice doing that is by calling here, 602-277-5827. Plenty of open lines. We're going to go with Phil in Litchfield Park, 2015 Dodge Durango. What's up, Phil?
Hey, I'm having issues with my key fobs. About a year ago, they were acting kind of funny and wouldn't recognize the key fob. So I called a lock shop in Mason. I live way on the west side. He came over and sold me two key fobs. They're probably not quite a year old. He only gave me a 90-day warranty. And now if I go into the vehicle, it doesn't want to start. So I put the key fob to the start button. Then it'll start. And a lot of times it comes, it says key fob not detected. I went to the doctor yesterday and then locked the doors, and the doors wouldn't even open up. So I had to take the little key that's in it and open the door lock. Then the alarm went off. And so I don't know if these, and these are not original key fobs. They're some generic.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it, but have you changed the batteries in them just to make sure that you've got good batteries? They take the little watch batteries?
Not in those new ones, but I change them in the old ones. And here's another thing, too, is when I go to collect my mail, I'll leave the key fobs in the car, and I'll get the mail, or I'll go to my gate and leave the key fob, and it came back, and it says key fob left the vehicle.
Well, it sounds, I mean, you could have bad key fobs, I guess. We have a little tester at the shop where you put it up on the, there's a receiver and you can see that you're actually getting the signals to it. There is a control module in there that's got an antenna and a receiver that has to be able to see that. That requires some diagnostic work, you know, to be able to get into the computer to see if it's to test that. I mean, it could be an antenna issue. It could be your keys. I don't know. I guess what I would do for you, I would start by putting some batteries in the key fob and try that and see what's happening. See if that changes anything. If it doesn't change anything, Man, then I guess we just need to, somebody needs to do some testing to try to figure that out. Maybe it's worth calling that locksmith again, trying to find some information about that. You know, I see it at Costco once in a while. They've got the car key guys there. That may be a good alternative for you, because you know how Costco is. If something doesn't go right, they typically really stand behind it for you. So that's where I would be looking first. I don't think that we've had ever had a lot of problems with receivers going bad on those, or the antenna or anything like that. So that would be something that I would try later on down the road. So,
and as far as the battery goes, you mentioned you had two remotes. I'd start with one as a baseline to make sure you're not just throwing batteries at it, because start with one as your test.
Yeah. Jimmy, I'm so glad you came. The voice of reason sometimes.
Hey, listeners, we have two car guys in here today.
I know, just right? Holy man. You're going to get double the answers exactly. Now. So, Phil, good luck. I mean, Phil, good luck with that. It's one of those things, just tough. But I like the car key guys at Costco. If you got a Costco membership, check with your other guy. But I'd mess around with the battery a little bit first myself. So good luck with that. Holy mackerel, the phones are blown up, Jim. We've got Mike and Gilbert. Kia Telluride. What's going on with your 2020 Telluride, Mike?
Hi. So a couple weeks ago, I would turn on my AC. It certainly seems cold enough. And I tend to run always on recirculate.
Mm-hmm.
But after about 2 minutes, it switches on its own over to fresh air. Okay, and then what's going on, you know? So then I push the recirculate button again. It'll stay on recirculate mode for, a minute or two, and then back it goes to fresh air mode. So, and I changed the cabin air filter, which was a little dirty. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe that's the problem, but it is not. So it just won't stay on recirculate. And I'm just kind of wondering any thoughts about that.
Wow.
Is it in the automatic position, like where you've set it to your thermostat to full cold or 74 degrees or anything like that? Or does it ever change?
I have a thermostat. I mean, I can't set it to, a certain degree temperature, but I do have it on, basically as cold as it can be, summertime. But,
So a couple things. So it doesn't have digital numbers. It's got the blue-red scale. So you dial it all the way to blue or to max AC. I think there's just even a final little click, right?
Yes.
It goes to max. So max is already recirculating. So what Jim was getting at is this in a control situation where the body or the air conditioning control module is allowing that to happen. So at first, I was wondering if there's some environmental factor in the car, like high humidity.
But also the car manufacturers have been trying to get the cars to go to 100% recirc. Even on recirc, you're going to have 8 to 10% of a bleed of outside air. But the car manufacturers, for CAFE numbers, they want 100% recirc.
Yeah, so
with minimal air bleed.
And Jim, by the way, has been involved with air conditioning, mobile air conditioning, and done testing for the major car companies for a long time. So I didn't know that, but I didn't know if it was their CAFE ratings, but they want to get to recirc. But I know, like in BMW, for example, if you're on the auto mode and the humidity level gets like you have four people in the car and everybody's mouth breathing,
yep.
It's going to get to fresh air because it wants to get that humidity and odors correct. And whatever out of the car. Have you had this car a while, Mike?
I have had it since 2023.
Okay, so you've put some miles on it. This is definitely something new.
It is new.
Okay, yeah. So I would do a little bit of
owner's manual.
Get the owner's manual and just see if there's not some strategy that we didn't know about.
But all the ambient sensors and solar sensors and humidity, it could just be saying, sorry, we're overriding your selection and we need to get some fresh air in here.
Yeah, but that would be strange if it hasn't been happening. Yes. So something's changed. But what I would do, Mike, is kind of get your little logbook out and I would put it on max. And record what it does. Does it go to that recirc or go to fresh air after how long if you have it on max? And then don't have it on max cooling, maybe back it off just a tad and then put it on recirc yourself mechanically or manually by pushing the button and see if it also automatically comes out of recirculation that way.
And if it does, take that information to the shop. Somebody's going to have to get in there with a computer, and they're going to have to get into the air conditioning control module.
Scan tool and look to
and it very likely could set codes. It's really hard to tell what would happen with there. So let's sneak another one in. Wendy's been on hold. We've got Wendy with a 2021 GMC Terrain. And, Wendy, we might have to cut you short. We're going to have a break here in about 2 minutes, but what's going on?
Well, my tire pressure monitoring system came on, and I believe it's my front left tire that the sensor's out. I wanted to know if there was an alternative way to fix that, because now I'm kind of dependent on that. Whereas in the past, you know, we used to have to just, you know, kind of eye it or test it, your tires. But I wanted to know if there's a way to fix that without going to the dealership.
Oh,
so I'm looking for a cheaper way to fix that.
No, you want less expensive, not cheap.
Yes, less expensive.
Just joking.
Yes, but yes, yeah, no, less expensive.
Yes, so, correct. Your tire store, most tire shops, Discount Tire, for example, they can take care of that for you. Uh-huh. Any auto repair shop that's doing tire installs and stuff can take care of that for you.
And then you also want to keep in mind how old that one is. If that one's given up the ghost, you might want to replace them all in pairs.
But, you know, Jim, let's talk about that for a second. Okay. We got a little bit of time. So 2021, five years old or so, those are about a 7-year lifespan. But, Wendy, how are your tires?
The tread condition.
Well, I just replaced them.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
how long?
Yeah, they were.
Ding, ding, chicken dinner winner right there. How long ago did you replace them? And is there any correlation to the replacement versus the tire sensor malfunction?
Well, I would like to go to Discount Tire and say, "Hey, you screwed this up," but I just can't do that.
Okay. Well, no.
It came on before.
Oh, well, that's kind of lame. So, well, what I was going to say, a lot of people break it because they put the spoon in the wrong spot. But if that tire pressure light was on before and Discount shipped you out after, I would go to them and say, "Hey, this was on. Probably should have been corrected. I'm willing to buy the sensor, but I don't think I should have to pay you the labor to redo it." And then I would probably do, well, they're all brand new now. There's a lot of labor involved to do them. The time to do them would have been when the tires were all off. So if you can convince them, I'll buy 4 sensors if you'll provide the labor, great. If not, I'm doing one at a time from here on out. Got to take a quick break. Maybe we got to talk about tire pressure stuff. Maybe we'll pick that back up again after the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bumper Radio.
Hi, Eric Noon here for Kurt's Auto Repair in Phoenix. Since 1987, Kurt and Kathy Rock have been taking care of families with service you can trust. Now, the next generation continues that legacy. Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic, we've got you covered. We also specialize in taking care of your business fleet vehicles with an expert staff that ensures you get your vehicles repaired right, on budget, and on time to keep your business running smoothly. If your car hurts, take it to Kurt's. Visit us online at mycarhurts.com.
Hi, Matt Allen here for Bumper to Bumper Radio. Summer's back, and so is Bumper to Bumper Radio's Summer of Love for Phoenix Children's Hospital. Keep yourself and your car running cool this summer with trusted service, repairs, and expert advice at any Bumper to Bumper Radio approved shop. Now through Labor Day, pass along the love to Phoenix Children's Hospital. Just donate $1, and we'll match it for the kids. Find participating shop locations and learn more at BumperToBumperRadio.com.
Hi, this is Glenn, proud owner of Good Works Auto Repair in Sunny Tempe, a family-owned and operated business serving the East Valley for over 20 years. We understand that families have a lot to worry about these days, going to work, getting kids to school, going to sports practices and events, shopping, meals, and so much more. The last thing you need to worry about is the safety and reliability of your car. That's our job. When you bring your car to us, we provide a digital inspection with pictures and descriptions explaining what your vehicle needs, not just today, but also the next visit, perhaps sometime in the future. We will pre-schedule your next visit and even remind you in advance so you can concern yourself with other things. And every repair that we do comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Conveniently located at the 101 and Broadway, just go to GoodWorksAutoRepair.com to schedule your next appointment and let us take the worry out of your auto repairs. GoodWorksAutoRepair.com. We're here to make your life easier.
KTAR News, now. Good morning, KTAR News. Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. Want to let you know there is a flash flood warning issued from the National Weather Service till 12:30 today in Superior, Globe, Miami, top of the world area. Flash flooding either happening or is expected to happen shortly. If you live in that area, please be on the lookout for those flooded areas, washes, even some possible debris on the U.S. 60 from the rain that has already fallen. If you live in that area of Queen Valley as well as Gold Canyon, be aware of those storms that are producing heavy rain and the superstitions as well. For breaking news and weather, you can download the KTAR News app. Radar around Phoenix is showing that we do have some showers still lingering in a few spots, some heavier rain now pushing over the South Mountain area into portions of Ahwatukee. We got some showers in Paradise Valley and over by the Loop 101 Pima Freeway. And we have a few showers in Queen Creek, Chandler, and Gilbert as well. But right now, looks like some of those showers are going to be pushing out. We'll get a little bit of drying, but we do expect more chances for rain in the forecast. We'll cover that in your forecast in just a second. First, we've got to take a look at what's happening on the roads. No surface street or freeway closures, or excuse me, surface street or freeway crashes to tell you about. Do want to let you know that construction has closed the northbound State Route 51 between Bethany Home and Northern until 5 a.m. on Monday. Eastbound Loop 202 Santan Freeway also closed between Cooper and Val Vista until 5 a.m. as well. All right, let's look at that forecast for you. We got a chance for some rain. Isolated storms continuing throughout this afternoon and this evening. We will keep a chance for storms in the forecast all the way into next weekend. Looks like the monsoon is finally beginning for us here. 97 is your forecast high today. Temperatures warm up to about 107 by Thursday. It's 87 now in Mesa. Weather brought to you by Homes 2X. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
This month's KTAR Community Impact Spotlight focuses on your Valley Hyundai dealers and their support for Phoenix Children's. The Giveathon for Phoenix Children's is coming up in August, and this year marks 16 years of the Valley Hyundai dealers' participation. Over their 16-year association with the Giveathon, your Valley Hyundai dealers have donated more than $1 million to Phoenix Children's. KTAR News is proud to shine the Community Impact Spotlight on your Valley Hyundai dealers and their tremendous giving to Phoenix Children's.
Old World service and experience alongside New World high tech. Those are just a couple of the reasons why you should bring your Mercedes, BMW, Audi, or any other import to Import Car Specialists. Our staff has decades of knowledge and are dedicated to get your car or SUV back on the road ASAP. We're easy to find from anywhere in the valley. Check our numerous five-star reviews and make an appointment to bring your ride in at importcarspecialist.com.
If you've been hit by another driver, listen to this. Even after your car is repaired, it can lose value just because the accident shows up on Carfax. That's called diminished value, and a lot of people don't realize they may be entitled to compensation. At Orlando Auto Body, if we repair your vehicle on a third-party claim, we'll provide you with a free diminished valuation, a $450 value, absolutely free. Before you settle your claim, get the full picture. For a location near you, visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We've built our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow to three locations serving our customers in the East Valley. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and on Ocotillo in Queen Creek. Three locations, same principle. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
Blackwell Automotive, 40th Street and Greenway in North Phoenix. I could tell you about our shop, but here's what our guests had to say about us.
Top-notch professionals, great communication, a caring mannerism, and a comfortable, clean environment.
Best auto repair company I've ever dealt with. Very honest, they do great work and communicate well. Overall, it's a pleasure to work with them.
I've never met anybody more knowledgeable and, most importantly, more honest about repair work on vehicles than Aaron.
Experience the Blackwell Automotive difference. 40th Street and Greenway in North Phoenix.
Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs. You're covered bumper to bumper on KTAR News.
God, that music almost looks like the weather. Sounds like the weather. Very ominous. Like, there's going to be a thunderstorm or something. Kind of gray out there, but I see some blue peeking through to
kind of the northwest there. I don't know. Maybe
it'll clear up by 1 o'clock.
Oh, I forgot Carrie's a weatherman, too.
I'm a weather geek, for sure.
Yeah. Is it going to rain? So it's going to clear up?
About 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'll be laying out in the sun, so yes.
Oh, okay. All righty. I don't want to see that.
Erasey.
It's a beautiful sight. I signed autographs for a time, so yes.
All righty. So welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, along here with Jimmy, helping us answer some questions and help you with your car. Quick note, when you're at a bumper-to-bumper radio shop this summer for the Summer of Love, you can pitch in if you like, donate a buck or two, and or $5, or round up to the nearest 10 or whatever it is, and give a donation to Phoenix Children's Hospital, and then all the bumper-to-bumper radio shops, we're going to match it and help the kids out. So that's a promotion going on through the end of summer, end of September. Wendy, real quick, on your tire pressure monitoring lights, here it goes for everybody. We talk about sometimes being underserviced, or sometimes being over-serviced or oversold. Things that you really don't need. And then, gosh, they didn't offer some things that could have been reasonable. A tire pressure monitoring system, those sensors typically last about, they're programmed to work about 7 years. Some fail prematurely, some don't. Some last a little bit longer. But if you're at that 6-7 year mark and you're replacing tires, I just did the 6-7, nobody caught it. Yeah. You're doing that 6-7 year mark and you're replacing your tires, now's the time to just replace the sensors, because at that point, you're pretty much doing it for the cost of the sensor. Because if you don't do it then, now your newer tires, your tires are going to be on there for 3 years, say. Your sensors are not likely to last 3 more years, because now at this point, they're 8 to 10 years old now. So replace them. It is not going to cost you anything. Now Wendy's got one that's bad. I think Discount should have offered that to her. And maybe they did, maybe they didn't. So if I was her at this point, I would go back and get one replaced. If you've got bad tires and you've got a bad sensor, you got some tires that are I'm going to need to replace those in 3 months, I wouldn't replace the sensor now. If you think your tires owe you something, use them up. And then replace the sensor then, because it's just wasted duplicate labor. And then if you've got new tires, I'm not wasting the labor. I'm going to do them one at a time as they fail. Thing's not going to leave you broken down. So not much too much to stress about there. We're going to get after these calls because we've got Sean and we've got Henry. And open lines at 602-277-5827. Don't be shy. 602-277-KTAR.
I'm waiting.
Jimmy's waiting. Henry and Chandler, 2024 Chrysler. We got some late model cars this year. Chrysler 200. What's going on?
All right. Here's one.
Okay.
2014 Chrysler. It's 116 out. I have my air conditioning on. It's cold. Outside, I smell refrigerant, but I don't sense anything leaking. I dye checked it and everything, but it smells in the air. It's kind of like when you spray Lysol. Mm-hmm. That kind of like a very strong odor. But the AC's working. The compressor's not squealing. The pressures are all within range.
Mm-hmm. And so everything's
so is
cooling.
My evaporator
so,
leaking?
So absent an odor, it's fine. If it weren't for the odor, you wouldn't suspect you have a problem. Well,
exactly.
I'm going to suggest that you're not smelling refrigerant. Because if it was a strong enough odor to smell it, it would have all leaked out by now. And it would not be working. So it's highly, highly unlikely that you're smelling refrigerant. If you're walking around out by the front of the car and it's hot and you've got an odor, I would really be looking hard at the radiator. Jim, what do you think? You're the AC.
Well, you mentioned the odor. They had a specific term. I can't remember what it was, but like a Lysol.
That's outside the car,
outside
right?
Outside the car.
Uh-huh.
A coolant has a odd, peculiar, fishy odor, you know, chemical odor. But I agree with you. Refrigerant, if it was a gross leak where you could smell it, you're out of refrigerant.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have cooling.
Yeah. So, Henry. Well, go ahead.
Sure.
Here's the kicker. I did once do the thing that you tell everybody not to do, use the store-bought, and it has that same smell.
It's still not.
As what comes out of the R134.
Yeah. Man, that's
again, he's like mentioned,
you
said you had.
If you evacuate that into the atmosphere, you smell it, it's the same smell as what comes out of the R134 tins.
I got you. How long ago did you charge that system?
Oh, never. I've only had the car about less than a year. I got it in October.
Right. So you did charge. You said you used how long ago did you use the store bought can and shoot it?
Oh, that was on a different car.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I remember that smell.
I'm still sticking to my story. I don't think you're smelling refrigerant. If it's a strong enough odor that you can smell it, the leak is a gross leak and there's not going to be anything in there. And so therefore the refrigerant, the system is not going to work. You're raising your hand.
Couldn't you bring this by one of the bumper-to-bumper shops? Wouldn't a mechanic be able to tell you what that is?
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly. I mean, I've walked up to cars in the summertime, and people come in for something else. I go, ooh, you got a cool leak. I mean, how do you know? I'm like, I'm the toucan. You know, I'm the Fruit Loop guy. I can smell that stuff. So I would argue, Henry, that you're...
Another set of nose.
Yeah, get another nose on there. But I think you've got a cooling system leak, and what I would suggest is it's probably very high up on the radiator and it's coming out at a very, very light pace, seeping. Mist. And then I wouldn't even say a mist, but just like kind of oozing out. And then that hot coolant is getting on the fins of the radiator and then it's evaporating up and you're getting that odor. So on that, Chrysler 200, you know, just get down, you know, the condenser is going to be blocking the front of the radiator. But if you can get in the grill area there and look around, if you crawl underneath it, you probably have to remove a shield from underneath the hood. You might be able to pull up a plastic shield or something that covers the core support and look around that radiator. You're not going to probably see dripping fluid. You're more looking for, like Jim said, a witness mark, a stalactite, some crust, a little bit of discoloration, and I bet it's high up on the radiator would be my guess. So, Henry, I'm going to hope that you call us back and find out.
Yeah, once
you
find out, that was,
I want to know. KTR Investigation needs to know. So we're going to hit Sean real quick before the break. Sean, 2000 Chevy Malibu. What's up with the Chevy today?
Okay, I have a doozy. So sometimes, like, I leave my car, like, sitting in the sun, and then when I go to, like, crank my car up, like, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. And I've taken it to the Chrysler dealership, like, itself, and they told me they weren't able to, like, kind of, like...
Duplicate it?
Duplicate the issue. Mm-hmm. So they just kind of, like, I just paid the bill, and I didn't get it. Like, I didn't get any results, or I didn't get, like, any type of answers. And I've been dealing with this for, like, the past 3 years now. And, like, I've been doing my research online and everything, but I just don't know what's going on.
So let's back up a second. When you say it doesn't do anything, let's be very specific. So this is a
2005
Malibu. So it has a remote control key fob. Does that function? Yes. Open and close, unlock and lock the door, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you go, this has got a chip key, I believe. So then you got to go, you open the car door, and you put the key in the ignition, you rotate the key. Does the radio come on?
Yes.
Okay, so the radio and all the accessories work, but then when you say it doesn't do anything, so it does something. I'm not trying to pick on you, but we really want to go through the process. So the radio and the accessories work, but then when you go to crank it, you go to that start position, you get no starter engagement, right?
Right, and I forgot to mention, my anti-theft light continues to stay on.
Okay. That's the good clue
right there.
You've got a theft system problem or a faulty key. Do you have another key?
See, I tried with both of my keys. Like, I've done it with both keys. I read online where I should keep it, like, the on position for, like, I think it's, like, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, turn it off. Then turn it back on for, like, 10 minutes. Turn it off. Turn it back on for another 10 minutes. And turn it off and then, like, try to crank it up, but nothing happens. And then I remember one time I was stuck at, like, my job for, like, 7 hours.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we're on to something. We have a security system problem. What I would do, you're out tooling around this weekend, go to Home Depot, go to Ace Hardware. I think Walmart does it. They've got the key things there. Get a read on the key. because that's okay. You need the combination of the security function of it, and make another key and just try that. But what you told us is exactly what the shop needs to hear to get that car figured out for you. They got to get into the security system. So we got to take a quick break, but that's going to be the fix. I want you to try the key. If not, take the same information to the shop.
Dive in deeper.
Bumper to Bumper Radio. We'll be right back, and we're going to have Ann, Jake, and maybe time for one more.
Got a check engine light on, or a pesky slow leak in a tire, or maybe it's just time for scheduled service. Tim Hovick here, and there's a new way to get your vehicle taken care of. Santan Ford's Mobile Service. Our authorized service pros come to you. You can stay focused on what matters most, like working from home, or juggling the whole family, or you just don't feel like dropping off your car. This is so perfect for you. Times are changing, and so is the way we service your vehicle. Schedule your mobile service appointment today at santanford.com. We bring the mechanic to you.
Bunker to Bunker's annual Summer Throwback Golf Tournament presented by Shady Rays Sunglasses is coming up Sunday, July 26th at McCormick Ranch Golf Club in Scottsdale. The popular two-person scramble is loaded with team competitions, the big raffle, special prizes, and breakfast. It even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $120. Proceeds benefit St. Mary's Food Bank. This event is open to the public, but space is limited, so grab your partner and register today at bunkergolf.com.
Are you stressed about what to do after a car accident or injury? Hi, Al Lundeen for AZ Mobile Chiropractic. We're Arizona's favorite solution for mobile chiropractic services. We make it easy to get personalized, professional treatment that comes to you at your home or business with licensed therapists. We work with your legal and health care practitioners quickly to get you back to pre-accident status. Start your recovery today. Check us out at azmobilechiro.com. That's azmobilechiro.com.
Hi. This is Jamison Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the roads safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at accurateautomotive.com today.
Welcome back to Bumper 2 Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and we're helping you with your car. But all, we can't help you if you don't call. First step is admitting you have a problem.
Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling. You guys don't have EST? You can't
ring-a-ling,
just image
ding,
what
ding.
They're thinking?
What song is that? Ring-a-ling. Is that that J. Cole thing? Yeah, it is. You know, we had J. Cole at the shop.
Oh,
that's
right.
How that one song starts out. Ring-a-ling, if I can't say the rest. I could play it, but I'm not going to say it. So, but we've got some open lines. 602-277-5827. We've got about 9 minutes. We've got room for you. We're going to get Anna surprised first. And then we don't know because you haven't called yet. Bryce is anxious. He's
surprise.
Got like the phone in his hand. Like it's going to run away. He's going to grab it when it rings.
Like a telephone.
602-277-5827. Anna in surprise. 2016 Kia Rio hatchback. Is that the one where they had the rats driving around town and the music dong going?
You
maybe not.
You could have that. Yeah.
I believe. Ann, did I get you?
Yes, you have.
Oh, mm-hmm. Hi. There you are.
Morning.
How are we doing today, Ann? What's going on with the Kia?
Well, been a problem for about a couple of months. I've been putting it off. I've got 130,000 miles on it, and it started to have a slight gas odor in the cabin of the car that comes and goes. At first, I thought maybe it's because of the hot weather and the car sits out. I don't have covered parking, so the car sits outside all day. And it's, I don't know. I did the Google thing, and it comes back and tells me it can be anything from $100 repair to $1,000.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if maybe we should sort of narrow this down a little bit. Or
you said a gas smell, right? A gasoline smell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gasoline. And you smell it outside of the car?
No, in the cabin.
Inside the car. First of all, any check engine light illuminated or any other warning dash?
No.
No, okay.
No. No.
I think that's
now I know Google did say that it could be the gas cap.
Yeah.
And that did happen a couple of years ago, and I did drive it in and they did say it was the gas cap and I got a new gas cap on it.
Yeah.
But
well,
this time there's no yellow lights or engine lights or anything like that showing this time.
There's nothing tricky about this. This is I joke around about the Fruit Loop guy, the toucan. You just need to get it to a shop and they're gonna sniff around and they're gonna smell it. Now what I would do is I would get outside of the car also and go down by the side where the gas filler neck is and just take a whiff down there and see if you're getting any gasoline smell. Now, and then.
Yeah, you said, and I've done that too. I've done a walk around it to see if I could smell anything coming out of the, because I thought if it was the gas cap thing again, there should be some odor there. But no, I don't smell anything outside the car. It seems to be when I make a sharp turn.
There you go.
I turn into the driveway, I get that quick whiff of gas in the cabin.
Okay, so it's sucking in outside air from somewhere, unless there's been a compromised seal underneath the back seat. I'm just going to say, generically speaking, not necessarily on your car, but typically speaking, there's an access panel to access the top of the fuel tank to access the fuel pump. And at some point in this car's life, if somebody didn't resecure that properly, you might get that odor in the car. You just said it. When you turn the corner, what happens if you have a cup of coffee filled to the top and you hit the brakes? It's going to spill. So I would suspect
surface ring.
Yeah, I would suspect that this problem happens more right after you fill the tank, and it's probably less likely when you run the tank down. So maybe run on the bottom quarter of a tank for a while and see if the odor changes. But this one is not going to be rocket science. Google doesn't have a nose. You got to get it to a shop. Let someone get their honker in there. Take a whiff of it and find out what's going on. I'm going to put my dollar on the craps table that says you've got a cracked fuel pump or fuel sending unit module on the top of the gas tank, and that's where you're getting your odors from. So
I'd bet on that too.
Yeah, and good luck with that. And again, I always like to know the solution after you get it fixed. So please, those of you who would kind of give some tips to, if you fix it yourself, let me know. If you went to the shop, I'd like to know, Matt, you were so far wrong, it wasn't even funny.
Like, that, how did you get this job?
Google. Yeah, exactly, on Google. Yeah, like that one guy said, it must be easy, just Google the calls. No, not. Anyway, so yeah, please let us know what happens, and we'll get that taken care of. Oh boy, we better get to some calls here. Valerie in Mesa, Nissan Sentra, 2014 vintage. How we doing today?
Fine. I bought it new. It's an excellent car. No trouble. But right now, I noticed from 30 miles an hour, not an hour, 30 miles, it goes to 27 miles. And I wondered what, it's never done that. So I went to a reputable place and I said, what the problem was. And they said, it happens every summer. Everybody's mileage goes down. And but in 14 years, no mileage has ever gone down. It's always been 30 or 31 if I'm highway. So what would you say now that it's dropping down to 27 within the last, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah. How many miles run that car?
58,000.
And you're talking about the driver information center. That's not instant mileage. That's
accumulated.
It's accumulated mileage, right? It you jump in the car and it says 27 now, but it was pretty consistently always 30, right?
Yeah, sometimes 29.9 miles per gallon. Yes.
Right. Okay. So what I'm saying, it doesn't change instantly. So what you could do is just reset that. Sometimes we'll have customers come in the shop. We've had it happen before, and they said, ever since I left, your shop, my fuel mileage is bad. And they're not really calculating mileage. They're going off the computer. Well, when we go test drive the car, sometimes we want to check the performance of it. We might accelerate really hard, and that's going to just throw your fuel mileage in the tank. We might also, if we're working on air conditioning or drive, that car might idle for an hour. I mean, that would be an extreme case, but that's going to drop that fuel mileage down. So I would do a couple things, Valerie. I would reset that system. Get your owner's manual on if you don't know how to go. Reset all that, and it's going to go back to really high. It's going to probably be 40 if you do it while you're cruising down the freeway, and that's going to settle back in again, and let's see what that's doing. And then at the same time, do your fuel mileage calculation and find out what you're really getting. You know, you fill the tank. I don't care how many miles you drive it. Tell it to a half a tank. Go fill it again. Just put it on automatic. Fill the tank. When it clicks off, you're done. Do the math. Find out what the mileage is.
Mileage traveled versus fuel used.
Yeah. And then you can maybe look at, whoever government agency tells you what the fuel mileage should be, and compare that to what Nissan compares it or what Nissan says you should be getting. But those little digital things can be a bit tricky. But I understand what you're saying because
I guess you were next.
You are next. You got to it right before I said your name, Rob. What's going on?
I got a 2013 Altima.
Uh-huh.
With a CVT. It's a 3.5 V6.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally when you're turning it, it'll feel like the CVT is slipping or fluttering or kind of, I don't know, it loses power and kind of flickers a little bit.
Not really engaging.
Also, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I've heard some horror stories about the CVTs, but then I've also seen them with, 150,000 plus miles on them without any issue.
What's your service history been on that transmission? Have you had the car for a while?
I've had it for 2 years. I bought it used. It only had like 60,000 miles on it. It's got about 120 now.
Okay. Have you ever serviced a transmission?
No. And I've read that I've read stuff online that says don't service it.
Don't do that. That's kind of an old school thing, and that's more for regular transmissions than your normal automatic transmission than your CVT. And the theory there was that the detergents in the new fluid washed away everything that was holding the transmission together. What I would like you to do is find a good shop, bumpertobumperradio.com. That particular model Nissan, you need to change the fluid. It's got to have good fluid. But those also have a little hidden filter on them. They need to change that filter out because the heat kills the fluid and the heat makes the transmission not operate correctly. So I wouldn't be worried about get a service done on it, establish a baseline, make sure they're using good quality CVT fluid only for that car, change the filter, and do the service. So there you go. Jim, thanks for coming in. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I am going to take another little break. If you've been following along, I've had some surgeries. I got another one coming up Friday to put me all back together finally.
Fantastic.
So I'll be out, but the guys will be in taking care of things. So please call in, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. But hey, Bumper Bumper, we'll be here next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather, everybody.